I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's own Sports Byline, USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Yeah, that's right. This is the only hour all week on all these great sports talk networks where we get to talk video games. Not just sports video games, being around these sports networks, but all video games. And I'd like you to be a part of the show if you see fit. There's a toll-free line, works all over North America. That's United States, Mexico, El País Amigo, and Canada. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. Everyone between hardcore gamers to neophyte gamers. There's no such thing as a stupid question. There are dumb questions, but no such things as stupid questions. The way the show works, sometimes I have an interview. I don't today, so lines are open throughout. I do give away a free game at 40 after. It's always a brand new game that's out in the last 2 weeks. You'll have to wait to see what. Is it Madden? No, it's not Madden yet. But you'll be able to see what that is coming up in a little over a half hour. Also, I'll tell you the new releases this week, all the new games that are coming out for all the platforms and handhelds, PC, what have you. And also, at the end of the show, send in an email to request the cheat code. And like giving them out for older games, you can send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. I am on sportsbyline.com, as I mentioned, here in the Bay Area, and also on SB Nation Live as we stream through that website at SB Nation out of Houston. We are proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. AWACS overhead, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. We're also on the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Angry Birds app, not that one, but the previous three. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. As I said, we stream through sportsbyline.com and SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel, 211 in progress. We got a full hour of video game talks. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417.
That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. It is the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, and you may participate in the show with a video game question, comment, or concern. Just let me know at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. It seems like every week I'm able to find a new article, a lot of them from around the world, some of them right here in the good old USA, about the benefits of video games. As people are so, they're always in a rush, I think, to talk about how video games are bad. Ted Cruz. And it keeps being proved over and over again. We were talking last week about how kids who play video games get better grades. Oh, yeah. Well, there is a new report in England from The Express that, going against what parents have argued for decades, scientists now say that people who play video games are better at quick decision making when compared to people who don't play them. The new study found that a key part of these players' brains tend to light up while playing. And this research happened here in the United States, and it suggested that playing video games could be used as one technique to help people in perceptual decision making. Now, when does that usually happen? When you're growing up, right? Now, what this says basically is humans, I'm one, you're one, you take in information through your various senses and then you use it to make decisions. For example, you're driving down the freeway. All the dual carriageway, if you're listening in England, I'm a big hit in England, by the way. Do you know, like Rick? Sorry about that. I can't say it's all sorry. So you're driving down the highway. And all of a sudden, something jumps in front of your car, right? Well, those perceptions and your decision-making get better if you play a video game. The lead researcher is Professor, and forgive me if I'm saying it wrong, Mukeshwar Damala from Georgia State University said, quote, video games are played by the overwhelming majority of our youth more than 3 hours every week, day. But the beneficial effects on decision-making abilities and the brain are not exactly known. But now our work has provided some answers about that. He continues, or she, video game playing can effectively be used for training. For example, decision-making, efficiency training, and therapeutic interventions once the relevant brain networks are identified, unquote. So for the study, this isn't just one thing where you got somebody like me saying, oh, they help you. We want some empirical evidence here. Participants lay down in an MRI. Think about, remember I needed to get an MRI for my knee like 15 years ago, and they go, you're going to have to wait 3 weeks. I guess they were using it for this. Participants lay down inside an MRI with a mirror that allowed them to see a cue immediately followed by a display of moving dots. 47 participants were all university aged, and 28 of them were keen gamers, while the other 19 didn't play video games at all. And they were asked to press a button in their left or right hand to indicate the direction the dots were moving in, and not press a button if nothing was moving, kind of like those hearing test type of things. So the video game players were faster and more accurate with their responses. And so then the analysis of the brain scans in the MRI revealed that the differences were linked to enhanced activity in parts of the gamers' brains. So that just means if you play video games, your brain is just, it's in a different, higher gear. That's how I would say it. Now, you think about speed and accuracy. Video game players were better in both categories. And so the research concluded saying these results indicate that video game playing potentially enhances several of the sub-processes for sensation, perception, and mapping to action to improve decision-making skills. Now, that is something that you need when it comes to being in our military. When you think about how computer-oriented it is, I mean, you could call a Hellfire missile down in the Mideast from a drone on a painted target with a joystick in Nevada, but you got to be quick. The study's lead author, Tim Jordan, said these findings begin to illuminate how video game playing alters the brain, and in order to improve task performance and their potential implications for increasing task-specific activity. This lack of speed activity trade-off would indicate video game playing as a good candidate for cognitive training as it pertains to decision making. Now, this guy, Tim Jordan, he said when he was a kid, he had poor vision in one eye. And so he was asked to cover his good eye and play video games as a way of strengthening the vision in his bad eye. And he credits it with helping him from going. He was categorized as legally blind. And now he says he plays lacrosse and paintball, and he works as a postdoctoral researcher right now. So this isn't something that I needed to be told. You probably didn't need to be told either. But I always thought of it as hand-eye coordination, that video games would offer you with just your better... you know, it's training in anything. And when you put your brain in MRI and actually something lights up, something inside your head lights up that it doesn't light up in the others. Plus, you could say the people who don't play video games are boring, which isn't true. There are people who don't play video games that are still okay. But this is science. And that's the big difference between politicians and whatever level they are. You can go from the highest office in the land, wherever country you're in, down to the podunk retired vice principal who's the mayor of your town and is curmudgeonly and is going to burn the town to the ground and he hates everything or she hates everything, right? And whenever something tragic happens, especially with guns in our society, and yeah, it is a blight that it's almost daily, if not daily. Whenever people say, and I mentioned this because Ted Cruz said it the other day, it's video games. You know, it's just, you know, and I always say before that it was R-rated movies, and before that it was rock and roll, and then what was before that? The caveman, they invented the wheel. It's these damn kids with their wheels, I tell you. They're the ones that won't stay in the cave. So if you ever are playing video, and look, everything in moderation, that doesn't mean, hey, Mom, I was listening to Rick Tittle, and he said that it's very beneficial and therapeutic if I just play video games 24 hours a day. No. No. And I have binged games. We all have, right? And I have played a game, and I have not seen the sun that day. I existed a day on this earth and didn't see the sun that entire day because I was playing and my eyeballs were popping out of my head. That's not a good idea. You know, it's just like, who wouldn't like a lovely donut? What donut isn't lovely? Even the old stale ones at 7-Eleven, they still have their aesthetic charm. But you don't want to eat 500 donuts. I think you understand that. Yeah, have a glass of wine. Don't drink five bottles of wine. And it's the same thing with video games. Don't play them 24 hours a day. But don't ever let anybody tell you what you're doing ain't helping. Or it's hurting you. At best, you're staying even. But now we're getting scientific proof that you're getting smarter. Oh, yeah. I said smarter. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on the video game review.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218.
That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on in. It's the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Usually I don't get into the top 10 selling games, but I found it interesting as we got the results from June. Elden Ring now has been the top selling game of the month every month but one so far, and it is now one of the top selling games of all time. We just ran out the top 10 for you. Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga, that's been going strong. Both those games, 1 and 2 from last month. Number 3 is a new game, Mario Strikers Battle League. Number 4 is MLB The Show 22. They went up a spot. Number 5 is Overwatch. Number 6 is Mario Kart 8. Number 7 is Nintendo Switch Sports, which fell from 3. Kirby and the Forgotten Land is 8. Final Fantasy VII Remake is 9. And, yes, Minecraft is 10. And so if you take a look at that and just see of the top 10, 4 are Nintendo: Mario Strikers, Mario Kart, Nintendo Switch Sports, and Kirby and the Forgotten Land. That's not bad at all. Then you get one from Bandai Namco, one from Warner Brothers, one from Activision Blizzard, one from Square Enix. And then obviously MLB The Show was the Sony San Diego studio game. But it just shows you how strong Elden Ring is going. And I'll tell you what, I was saying this the other day. I need a new game. I need a new relationship with a game. And I started thinking about how much Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, and Vanguard I had been playing. And I don't love it. But I just kept playing it because it was new. And all the DLC comes out and new guys with skull faces or Jigsaw or whatever, skull and crossbone people. And then I started thinking about how much I love Battlefield 1 on the PS4 and just what an almost perfect game that is. And so I was just a little bit curious, is anybody playing that? So I threw in the disc, and right away I was put into a conquest map. I didn't go into the server trying to find out, you know, certain maps and rushes, because I'm sure I could probably find a map and be in there by myself wandering around. But I was immediately put into a huge map, and each game was about 26 to 33, 34 minutes long. That's a lot of good gameplay. And, you know, it took me a couple minutes to get back in the hang of it again. But it reminded me once again that when I think, oh, I don't have any games, that I actually have, as we say in Oakland, hella games. Hella games. Now, if you're listening and you go, Rick, I have one game and it's Pong. All right, well, I'm not talking about you and I'm sorry. But I think most of us who are video game enthusiasts, we have so many games and we're just always looking for the BBD, the bigger, better deal. Like, what's the new thing? What's the new thing? And time again, it's not. And it's just like, you know, in Hollywood when they have sequels, the sequels many times, and you could probably say most of the time, not as good as the original. Because if a movie makes a sequel, that means the original was pretty good, right? You would think. At least it made money. Maybe it was excellent. Maybe it was a classic. So how do you make the second one just as good or better? It's a pretty tall standard to get to. And it makes me think of certain games over the years where I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for the sequel because I thought, I need more, I need more. And then you're like, eh, not really. I mean, like Portal. we got Steve Merchant and he's going to be the voice of this thing. And they put a new spin on it, and then Fallout 76. And now everybody's playing together and you can kill other gamers. Like, what? What's happening now? And Todd Howard with Blizzard, you know, we improved it. Or with Bethesda, I should say. We improved it. You improved it. I think you, I think you ruined it. But anyway, just thought I would mention that right there. We also had this week a former EA CEO who called developers who don't focus on microtransactions, quote, the biggest effing idiots. Yes. And that was on IGN's The Fix. Former Electronic Arts Chief Executive Officer John Ricciatiello. I was going to say Ricciatello. Ricciatiello. John Ricciatiello. But he said exactly that. He said microtransactions and video games, saying that those who avoid implementing monetization early on in the creative process are some of the, quote, most beautiful and brilliant people, but they are also some of the biggest effing idiots. Now, so it's the kind of thing where, you know, it's, look, he's a businessman, right? And that's what it's about. It's about making money. And unfortunately, that's what it's all about for him. You know, it's making money. And why would you, or why wouldn't you, I should say, go ahead and throw in the microtransactions? So that's mostly what he was getting after there. But it also is kind of scary that when you think about it, that, you know, the bottom line is still, you know, nickel and diming you one way or another. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also got a chance to check out the game Madison. A lot of elaborate sets of puzzles and a lot of jolting scares. You know, it's a shock horror mystery puzzle game. It's almost like an escape room. You know, if you it's taking a lot of Kojima's Silent Hill teaser demo. Remember PT? PT and then PD playable demo, and you had to wait for the clock to kick how many times, or the thing coming down the hall was going to get you. Well, Madison, this game, Wisconsin, it layers on the clever use of a Polaroid camera for puzzle solving and exploration with some very interesting results. It might not be as fascinating as one of those Kojima games, but it's a haunted house for sure, and it is scary. So in Madison, you play as Luca, Gianluca, a teenage boy who wakes up in his home covered in blood and haunted by something. His only chance to escape this is to get through these puzzles, increasingly taxing riddles, and the distressing steps of a demonic ritual in a homestead that shifts all around him. And it's a very interesting house to explore, but you just, you only have that Polaroid camera. And that's why you have to favor flight over fight. And there are some really awful nasties in here. And since there's really no combat to speak of, is that you just start finding out more and more about your family, and it ain't good. So you have actor Jacob Judge. He delivers the panicked portrayal of Luca, as IGN called it, from coming across maybe a bit too much of a wimp at times. But he does go hysterical a few times as well, kind of like Resident Evil Village's Ethan Winters. But there are a lot of puzzles that seem straightforward, like find a triangle-shaped key to fit in a triangle-shaped lock. But then it gets a lot more complex, and you have to use the camera, which has supernatural powers, with a blink back and forth between three distinct time periods. Aha! You can explore a maze of art exhibits in a creepy cathedral. And the Polaroid camera can also be used to reveal puzzle clues that aren't there for the naked eye as well. And some messages typically written in blood. But it's the camera, of course, is going to have its share of super scary moments as well, which is something that maybe you don't want. The graphics are actually something to write home about, I have to say. And you are trekking through a dark haunted house with a lot of puzzles in front of you. And I think it's kind of a clever use of the camera's flash to, you know, you just like if you flash and there's like some creepy dude waiting in the room. But this is from, this just came out a couple weeks ago. It's from Nosebleed Games. They developed and published it, and it's rated M for mature, violence, blood and gore, partial nudity, and strong language. It's on the big boy systems. It's also on the Nintendo Switch and the PC as well. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game, and I'll tell you what's new this week as well. If you want to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Rise,
thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Got some gremlins there in the last break, but it happens. It's live broadcasting. All right, it's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. This is a PC game called Clan Folk. Not that type of clan. But the Scottish clans. Do you know your tartan, mate? Here's the summary on Clan Folk. Clear the land, build a home, hunt, fish, gather, craft, have children, marry them off, raise livestock, farm, meet the neighbors, hire, trade, run an inn, and prepare for the oncoming chill of winter across multiple generations. Are you ready to die trying? Developed by MinMax and published by Hooded Horse. Yes. This is a real game that just came out 3 days ago. So my question is, and just email me at rick@sportsbyline.com, is this a game about life in Scotland, or is this a game about making cupcakes? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and Clan Folk from MinMax and Hooded Horse will be on its way to you. Now, I mentioned the top three game as far as sales goes in the United States is Mario Strikers Battle League, and it is an over-the-top soccer fight, and it's very funny. It doesn't really do anything new, but this is why Nintendo holds on to their exclusive properties like Zelda and Mario and Link and Kirby and everything else. This is why they hold on to it. And if you're looking for a FIFA game, this isn't it. But if you want Yoshi to swallow a soccer ball, pop it out as an egg, and then bounce the egg downfield and then score, that is something that you can do. And you can do that with Super Mario Strikers, but Mario Strikers Battle League, trying to outmaneuver all your friends, trying to score a goal, very different amounts of violence with no referee in sight. It's pretty funny. And it's been 15 years since Nintendo gave us the last Mario Strikers game. And as I mentioned, not a lot has changed outside of the over-the-top mayhem and the competitiveness that this game has. But what it is two teams of four. You can kick, throw, headbutt, or butt stomp a soccer ball into the net. Highly chaotic fashion. Doesn't really bear much resemblance to soccer. What's up, sucker? Soccer at all. But, you know, perfecting your power shots, learning to time your dodges, figuring out how to use your on-field pickup items in the best way. It just, you know, that'll master how you're going to get. And after a few hours of practice, it begins to seem similar to sort of like a fighting game where every action has a natural reaction or a counterpunch. And every match kind of becomes a test of your reflexes and then trying to read what your opponent is going to do as well. But if you look at the balance, like the ability to tackle enemy players to the ground at any time, it immobilizes them for a few seconds. And that can feel pretty good if you're playing against a team that's getting over on you. But then you might be subjected to having the ball repeatedly tackled or having you repeatedly tackled even when you don't have the ball. But this is where the scenario has that countermeasure. Tackling someone who isn't in the immediate vicinity of the ball, that will grant the team a free item that can be used immediately. Where? Well, so if the enemy is playing especially dirty and they're also, they're just arming you with a lot of bob-ombs and things that can be levied at you or give them an invincibility star, you run around the field for a lot of seconds doing whatever you want. But in order to become a champion in this game, you need to learn the ins and outs of both those basic soccer techniques like passing, shooting, tackling, you know, things like that. And then the amazing amount of items and making use of your abilities, like throwing a tortoise shell at someone's face. You still have to have some fundamental tactics going on, even though I said it doesn't really resemble soccer, but, you know, just being able to dodge at the right moment. But the characters you choose for your team, as I mentioned, they have their own abilities. So if you're playing as Toad, you'll be extremely fast. But to tackle somebody, you got to charge up for it. And if you play as Donkey Kong, on the other hand, you'll slap everybody in the face, but you can move very, very slowly. So the thing is, though, even if your character doesn't feel the way you want them to, you can buy gear from the coins you've earned from playing to augment their stats to make them better at the cost of being worse in other areas. So if you tweak your Mario into a fantastic striker, but then it might take away his ability to curve his shots. So it's just like that. So the other major difference between these characters is the hyper strike, which is the ability that lets you execute an absolutely ridiculous move to shoot. And those can be activated after picking up a floating orb. It spawns onto the pitch and includes everything from Wario smashing the ball with his butt to Rosalina literally kicking it into outer space until it comes crashing back down onto the field. And then Peaches, she uses her charm. She makes the enemy fall in love with her, and the goalie just voluntarily will throw the ball into his own net. That's pretty good. And activating any of those moves, of course, requires clearing the field of enemy defenders so you can charge up your ability and play a short quick time event to execute the move. But it's pretty cool to see those cutscenes, which is really the meat of it all. But like I said, it's just all a lot of fun. And you know, the central mechanics are nearly the same as the game from the GameCube and the Wii. And there are also fewer characters in the past. There are only 10, which seems weird. You think they'd have more in a more modern game. If you're looking for a story mode, you're out of luck. If you're looking for a campaign, you've come to the wrong game. It's just, and you want different types of games? No, it's the same game every time. It's a pretty bare bones. This is what you get. And yet, it's still extremely replayable. Now, the main offline mode is called Cup Battles, where you enter your team in a brief tournament against bots, and then you can trophy up and see if you can beat the enemy. And those tournaments are a great way to learn the ropes before you start playing people who know what they're doing. And AI teams use tweak strategies time to time, but they're not fantastic teams. But the thing that's interesting too, outside of the AI modes, it's very impressive that Battle League supports 8 players on a single Switch, which does make it the perfect party game if you have 8 controllers. Now, if you're looking for any big improvements is over the past entries is the online multiplayer, which lets you join or manage a strikers club where you and your friends can compete against other clubs in a ranked playlist and then get rewards here and there. And you think about the online functionality that was in the Wii era. This is pretty cool that it's getting that support. So this is, you know, kind of a soccer game. It's kind of a brawler. It's always just a fun. And that's what it comes down to. And that's what all video games should be, is just fun. This is developed by Next Level Games, by the way, for Nintendo. Obviously rated E10+, cartoon violence, comic mischief, and interactions from other users. They got to throw that in there. In other words, if somebody's horrifying on the other end, they're like, ah, that ain't us. That's got nothing to do with us. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. First game is As Dusk Falls. This is an adventure game on the PC, the Xbox X and S, and One. Another game is Endling. Extinction is Forever. Action-adventure game, PS5, PC, Switch, Xbox One. Fallen Angel action RPG on the Switch. Forza Horizon 5, Hot Wheels. This is a DLC to Forza Horizon 5. A racing game, of course, PC, Xbox, X and S, and One. Gloom and Doom, an adventure visual novel. And this is for the Switch and the Xbox One. Hazel Sky, she's great. Hazel Sky is an action adventure, PC, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch. Multiverses. This is a fighting game on the X and S, the PC, the One, the Four, and the Five. Seduction, A Monk's Fate. What's going on here? Action adventure game on the PS5. Stray. This is an action adventure game on the PS4, PS5, and PC, and it's a little orange kitty. That's who the Stray is. Bunny Must Die, Chelsea and the Seven Devils. This is a platformer action game on the Nintendo Switch. Very anime looking. Once again, Bunny Must Die, exclamation point, Chelsea and the Seven Devils. Dread Out 2. This is an action adventure horror game on the PS4 and the PS5. Oba Kedoro is an action horror game on the PC. Very spooky, cartoony little look to it. Tombstar. This is a bullet hell roguelike shooter on the PC with an Old West feel to it. Also, we have Bright Memory Infinite. This is a shooter, PS5, Xbox, X and S, and the Switch. Danganronpa S, Ultimate Summer Camp, a board game. But it's played on the PC, the PS5, the Apple, the iPhone, also Android phones and tablets. Deer Journey, D-E-E-R, not Deer Hunter. Deer Journey, this is an adventure game on the PC. And Hell Pie. Hell Pie is a platformer on the 4, the 5, the XS, 1, PC, and Nintendo Switch. Moss, Book 2, action adventure VR game. And a couple more here. Post Void, this is a first person shooter on the 4, the 5, and the Switch. River City Saga, Three Kingdoms, action beat 'em up RPG, PC, PS5, and Switch. Wayward Strand, an adventure game on the X, the S, the PS1, 4, 5, PC, and Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and it is time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This request comes to us from Jay. Jay says, Rick, how do I get the Ice Queen, and how do I get the Sword of Zeus and Chronicle Sword in Dark Cloud? Now, this one, I really liked seeing this one. This was a PS2 game back in the day. It came out remastered for PS4 a few years ago. This had some of the best soundtracks I had ever heard. In fact, I went on eBay and bought the soundtrack, the CD from Japan, just because I wanted to hear it. The Ice Queen, you need to get gems from Joker and just throw them. It takes about 25 usually. To get the Sword of Zeus, you get the Sun Sword, which is in Mask of Laka, Toto's house. And then build it up into the Big Bang, and then build it up into the big Sword of Zeus. The Chronicle Sword, you get that from the Wise Owl, from Mr. Mustache. Build that into the Lamb Sword until the Atlamelia Sword. But remember, repair powder. Keep a lot of repair powder because those swords break a lot in Dark Cloud. which is a fantastic game. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next time on the Video Game Review.